Today, I'm going to give you 9 simple steps to total English fluency. You heard me right. This lesson is going to give you exactly what you need to go from where you are to where you want to be as you're on this English journey. Are you ready? Well then, I'm Teacher Tiffany. Let's jump right in. Step number 1. Set realistic goals. My friend, I need you to listen to me. Set realistic goals. You need to define clear, attainable, and measurable goals for your English learning progress. This is step 1. If you don't start here, you will fail. Listen to me. As your English teacher, my goal is to help you win. My goal is to help you succeed. The only way you're going to succeed is to start with step 1. Set realistic goals. Listen, in my office, I have tons upon tons of notebooks surrounding me. Why? Because whenever I'm going to do something, I know the importance of starting with a realistic goal. Why is this so important for you as an English learner? This step. The first reason, goals keep you motivated and focused on progress. Listen, when you have a specific goal, you'll know how far away from it you are and also how close you are getting to achieving it. So again, goals keep you motivated as you're on your English journey. This is step 1. The second reason is they allow for monitoring of achievements and also areas needing improvement. How are you going to get to a destination when you don't know what the destination is? All you have to do is set realistic goals, goals you can achieve. And number 3, the third reason, realistic goals prevent feelings of overwhelm and burnout. Listen, I have talked to hundreds of students around the world, and they'll say, Tiff, I want to speak English fluently in 6 months. And I'll ask them, how much do you study? Maybe 10 minutes a day. How long have you studied? Maybe about a year. That's not a realistic goal. So instead, pick a realistic goal, something that you know you can achieve. And what's going to happen is you're going to go above that. Realistic goals will help you from feeling overwhelmed. My goal was to memorize 100 words a day. But you have a husband or a wife, you have kids, you have work. Instead, why not say, I want to memorize 5 words a day? At the end of that day, when you have 5 words memorized, all of a sudden your shoulders are going to go back. You're going to say, I did that. I can do it again tomorrow. But if your initial goal was 100 vocabulary words a day, and maybe something happened at work, or maybe your child had a bad day at school and you didn't get a chance to memorize 100 words, what will happen? I didn't reach my goal today. You'll feel overwhelmed. So again, set realistic goals. This is step number 1. Step number 2, engage in regular listening practice. Regular listening practice. Listen to English content such as songs, podcasts, and movies to improve comprehension and language feel. Get a feel for the language. Listen, I'm telling you things that I used as well when I was studying Korean, when I lived in South Korea. I was level 1, but every day I was listening to the news. I was listening to dramas. I had everything in Korean when I was in my apartment. Listening will help you with your English fluency. This is step number 2. Why is this so important? Reason number 1, it acquaints you with different accents and speech patterns. Just like you're able to understand me, you're used to me. You're used to my patterns. You're used to my pace, right? The more you listen, the more acquainted with, the more used to you'll become to different accents and speech patterns. Reason number 2, it enhances the ability your ability to understand spoken English in various contexts. I love to cook. So when I was level one, a level one Korean learner, I watched cooking programs all the time. Did I know what they were saying in that moment? No, I was level one, but my ear was getting used to vocabulary related to cooking. I would watch the news. My ear was getting used to hearing vocabulary related to the news. I would watch dramas. My ear was getting used to hearing words related to relationships or the work environment. This is why step two is so important. And the third reason, it develops the skill to catch nuances and idiomatic expressions. When you listen to native English speakers having conversations with each other, they're speaking in a very natural environment. They're very comfortable. We say things that we would not normally say to people if we know they're not native English speakers. You want to hear those things in order to improve your own fluency. So step number two, regular listening practice. Listening is free. Turn a movie on, turn a radio show on, turn a podcast on. Keep it going so your ears can get practice. Step number three, immerse yourself in the language. Listen, like swimming, dive right on in. Dive into the language. Surround yourself with English through media, conversations, and literature. I have tons of books here. I'm sure you have books where you are. Get English books. You should also do this by thinking in English. And remember the method I teach, who, what, when, where, why, the 5 W's method. Organize your thoughts in English. Immerse yourself. Why is this step so important? Reason number one, this creates a natural learning environment for the language. You're basically switching your brain over from your mother tongue to a new one. This creates a natural learning environment. Next, it helps in picking up slang and colloquial phrases. When you have native speakers, I mentioned earlier, just speaking with each other, we say things in a natural way. And reason number three, it will accelerate your learning process through constant exposure. You can't see your brain. You can't see how it's working, but my friend, your brain is absolutely amazing. This step, step three, you're basically putting information in, and one day that information will come out. So in order to speak English fluently, you have to go through step one, step two, and now we're on step three. You're putting all of this information in so that later on it will be able to come out. Step number four, read extensively. I need you to dive into books. Read a wide range of materials in English, including books, articles, and online content. This is very important. Now remember, I'm giving you the steps, the 9 steps you need in order to speak English fluently. These 9 steps are very important. Step four, read extensively. Why is reading so important? Reason number one, reading introduces more vocabulary and sentence patterns. Now, you know, I've said multiple times, I don't teach grammar. However, my students, they always improve. Why? Because they're being exposed to English over and over again. They're hearing different sentence patterns. They're hearing grammar properly used in conversations or when I teach them different vocabulary words and give them example sentences. This is how you're going to speak English fluently. Step four, read extensively. Step four, reason two. This strengthens your understanding of context and culture. Have you ever heard the expression context clues, right? You're reading something or someone says something and they use a word you've never heard before, but you understand the front part of the conversation and the part after the word. And you use those two parts, combining them to guess the meaning of the word in the middle. Context. The third reason. This will improve your overall language comprehension and learning speed. Your brain is amazing. We're talking about speaking English fluently. There are 9 steps, and these 9 steps will help you. You have to follow the 9 steps. Step 4, read extensively. Step 5, write regularly. Notice step 1, step 2, step 3, and step 4. We're all about thinking, right? Putting stuff in, making sure you're understanding context and comprehending. Now we're transitioning to getting it out of your brain. You gotta follow these steps. Keep a journal, write essays, or even social media posts in English to practice your writing skills. Don't worry about mistakes. Just practice. Practice makes progress. Practicing is how you're going to improve. So again, write regularly. Why? Step 5, reason number 1. Writing helps you formulate your thoughts and ideas better in English. It helps you organize your thoughts. Remember, we have the 5 W's, who, what, when, where, and why. I talked in our last lesson about the simple rule of 3, supporting your answers with details, supporting them with examples, and supporting them with reasons. It helps you organize your thoughts when you write regularly. Reason number 2, it allows you to express thoughts clearly and cohesively. Clearly and cohesively. You want to be able to speak in a way that is easy to understand. You want people to draw to you, not go away from you. And reason number 3, this provides a method for active call and language review. Active recall, bringing something back to mind. If I've read it later on when I'm in a conversation, I remember that word. I remember that concept. I read about it yesterday. This is what's important. When you've read about something, step 4, and now you're writing regularly, your brain is formulating ideas and putting them together. Step 5, write regularly. Step number 6, speak a lot. I'm going to say it again. Speak a lot. Notice I didn't say when or where, I just said a lot. Practice speaking regularly with native speakers if possible, or through language exchange programs, right? So my students in my program, you're welcome to join us, the Speak English with Tiffany Academy. My students speak all the time with each other. They have practice sessions every day of the week, Monday to Friday, and some on Sunday, and they're practicing over and over again. You have to speak, right? Remember, step 1, you have your goals, realistic goals. Then step 2 to step 4, you're putting in the information. Step 5, now you're pulling it out. You're writing it down, formulating your ideas. Step 6, you gotta speak a lot. Why is this so important? Reason number 1, active use of the language helps in retaining learned material. This just popped in my head. So I'm a Christian and I love studying God's word. Sometimes it's challenging to remember the location of a Bible verse. And I've been praying, Lord, help me to retain the actual location in my memory. This literally happened 3 days ago. I've been praying this prayer for months, but I was talking to a friend. And the friend was going through something. And I said, hey, this Bible verse will help you. And I showed her the Bible verse and we read it together. This morning, 3 days later, I was talking to God like, Lord, I really want to remember the verses. He said, Tiff, what was that verse you told your friend? Boom, popped right in my head. Why? Because I had spoke about it with a friend. Speaking about it helped me to retain it in my memory. Speaking a lot will help you retain what you learn. Reason number two, speaking practice develops fluency over time. In the beginning, you're going to be nervous. You're going to be uncomfortable, right? You don't want to make mistakes, and it's okay. Make mistakes. This is how your fluency will improve. And reason number three, it aids in overcoming the fear of making mistakes. I've had so many students who have joined our family, joined my academy, enrolled in my programs, and at the very beginning said, "Ooh, I don't want to say anything. Nervous, shy." 2 months later, "Tiffany, hey, how are you? Nice to see you." And then they're helping other students, not shy anymore. Why? Speaking a lot helps that fear to go away. Step number six, speak a lot. Step number seven, practice pronunciation and intonation. Notice the order of the steps. I didn't say practice pronunciation and intonation before you speak a lot. No, speak a lot. Speak a lot. Get comfortable speaking a lot. After you're comfortable speaking a lot, not nervous anymore, not frustrated, then you work on the next skill, pronunciation and intonation. Work on the way you say words and the rhythm of your speech through listening and repeating exercises. Why is this so important? Reason number one, accurate pronunciation helps others understand you better. Reason number two, good intonation keeps listeners engaged and conveys the correct meaning. So you do want to work on your pronunciation and your intonation, but you have to do it in a certain order. And reason number three, doing this will boost your confidence in speaking publicly. Step number seven, practice pronunciation and intonation. What about step number eight? Teach. Listen closely. Teach others English. Share your knowledge with other learners because teaching can reinforce your own understanding. Again, step one, make sure you set achievable goals. Step two, all the way to step four or five, you're putting information in. Step six, now we're moving to actually getting that information out, writing, speaking a lot, practicing pronunciation and intonation, and now we're moving to teaching, bringing others into your English journey. Share your knowledge with other learners because teaching can reinforce your own understanding. Why? Reason number one, teaching tests your knowledge and clarifies concepts. I've been teaching the 5 W's method, who, what, when, where, and why, well over a decade. So it's easy now because I've done it over and over and over again. And I have students who have been following me for so long that they also can break down the 5 W's method. Once again, teaching tests your knowledge and clarifies concepts. Reason number two, it requires you to stay informed and sharp in your language skills. When you have to teach something to someone else, you have to make sure you know what you're about to say. And you have to stay on top. Maybe you need new idioms. Maybe you need a new way of breaking things down. This is why it's so important. And reason number three, it helps in developing patience and empathy, which are key in language learning. When you have to teach someone else, it makes you more understanding. You'll actually start being more patient with yourself. You won't feel as bad because you'll see how much effort the person is putting in, how hard they're working, and you'll remind yourself, I'm working hard too. We can do it. Step number nine. Reflect on your progress. Reflect on your progress. Take time to review your progress. Celebrate your successes and plan for future learning strategies. This English journey might be long. It might be challenging. It might be hard, but you need to recognize how far you've come. Why? Why is this so important? Reflection helps in recognizing your growth and boosts motivation. When you see how far you've come, you'll realize how far you can actually go. It will boost your motivation. Reason number two, it aids in identifying effective learning strategies for you. What has worked? What didn't work? What do you want to keep doing? What do you want to stop doing? And reason number three, recognizing achievements can increase self-confidence in using English. My goal, my friend, is to help you speak English fluently with confidence. These nine steps will transform your English. I hope you enjoyed this lesson, and I'll talk to you next time. You still there? Ha ha! You know what time it is. It's story time. Hey, I said it's story time. So, this week I want to tell you something about one of my students. One of my students who has become one of my closest friends. This is not even in my notes. I had an entirely different story to share. But I want to speak about this individual, and I've spoken about him before. You know, we're living in a time where everything is online. My entire business is online. I've never met 99% of my students in person because they live in other countries, but we speak all the time, whether it be via Zoom, whether it be in my academy, we are able to stay in contact. And because of this, sometimes people feel like they're losing connections, right? Everything is digital, but not with this person. This person whom I have never had the opportunity to meet in person just yet, but one day I will. I'm talking about Fred. Now, I've spoken about Fred quite a few times, but I've been thinking about him more recently because sometimes people don't know how much they mean to you until you say it. You guys don't know Fred, but Fred, man, literally, as I'm talking right now, I'm realizing just how integral and how important Fred is to my life, in my life right now. So Fred was my very first student in my academy, with the first group. And Fred was the one who encouraged me to basically build my academy and to help even more students. He helped me on this journey. And this was 5 years ago. And since that time, Fred and I, we literally talk almost every day, whether it be via message or whether it be on the phone. Fred is an individual who is selfless. He's an individual who cares so much. I love you guys so much, even if I've never met you personally. I love you and I care about you because I want to help you on this English journey. I feel like that's the reason God put me on this earth. So to meet another person with the same passion that you have, it's not a common thing. Fred cares about each one of the students in the Speak English with Tiffany Academy just as much as I do. Fred has a heart of gold. He's patient when things are happening in the business and I'm a little stressed and I have to call and talk to him and ask him to help me with something or move some things around. He's always calm. He's always patient. These characteristics have truly made me start loving Fred like a brother. Fred, a man who I haven't met in person just yet, but a man who's so important in my life. My parents know who he is. My sister knows who he is. My nieces have heard his name. My closest friends have heard his name. Why? Because he's such a great example of being selfless, caring about others, and just being an overall good person. So Fred, I wanted the world to know how much you mean to me, my brother. You are truly an awesome guy. I know you're an amazing father, you're an amazing husband to your wife, and you're an amazing brother to your other sisters, and I just want to thank you for being you. Thank you so much for being you. I hope each of you has a Fred in your life, a friend who is always there for you, to support you, to encourage you, and to give you even words of wisdom. Fred, I love you, man. All right, guys.